Welcome to our podcast series on Google Sites. I am your host, Jack, and today we have a guest speaker with us, Emma, who has over 20 years of experience in the field of web development and solutions. With her vast knowledge and expertise in this field, we are excited to hear her insights on the topic of Google Sites and how beginners can use it to build their own websites. So, without further ado, let's dive into the discussion with Emma.
Thank you, Jack. It's great to be here.
So let's get started. Emma, could you please explain to our listeners what Google Sites is and what it can be used for?
Sure. Google Sites is a website builder that offers a simple and intuitive interface for creating websites without requiring any prior knowledge of coding. With Google Sites, users can choose from a variety of templates to create a website that suits their needs. The templates can be customized to add text, images, videos, and other types of content to create a visually appealing website. One of the great benefits of using Google Sites is that it is free to use. Users can create a website without any cost. There is a catch here, and they also get access to free hosting provided by Google. This makes it a great option for anyone looking to create a website on a budget. Google Sites is not just limited to personal websites, as it can also be used to create websites for businesses and organizations. For example, a small business owner can use Google Sites to create a simple website to showcase their products or services. Similarly, a nonprofit organization can use Google Sites to create a website to spread awareness about their cause and solicit donations. Is that it integrates seamlessly with other Google products. Users can easily embed Google Maps, Google Forms, and other Google services directly into their website. This makes it easier to collect information from visitors and provide a better user experience. Google Sites is a great tool for anyone looking to create a website quickly and easily, without the need for any coding skills. With its intuitive interface, free hosting, and seamless integration with other Google products, it is a great option for personal websites, business websites, and organization websites alike.
That sounds great. How can someone get started with Google Sites?
To create a website using Google Sites, all you need is a Google account. If you do not have one, you can create it for free by going to their website and following the steps provided. Once you have a Google account, you can access Google Sites by going to sites.google.com. You will see a plus sign in the bottom right corner of the screen. Click on the plus sign, and you will be prompted to choose a template or start from scratch. If you choose to start from scratch, you can add a title to your website and begin customizing it by adding text, images, videos, and other types of content. Google Sites offers a drag and drop interface, which means you can easily move and resize elements on your website. Alternatively, if you choose to use a template, Google Sites offers a variety of options to choose from. These templates are designed to be visually appealing and can be customized to suit your needs. You can add your own text, images, and videos to the template, or you can choose to use the pre-existing content. One of the benefits of using a template is that it can save you time and effort. Rather than starting from scratch, you can use a pre-designed template as a starting point and then modify it to suit your specific needs. Creating a website using Google Sites is a simple process that can be completed in just a few steps. All you need is a Google account, and from there, you can choose to start from scratch or use a pre-designed template. With its intuitive interface and drag and drop functionality, Google Sites is a great option for anyone looking to create a website quickly and easily.
What kind of templates are available on Google Sites?
When creating a website using Google Sites, users have access to a wide range of templates to choose from. These templates vary in style, design, and functionality to meet different website needs. Some templates are simple and professional, ideal for creating business websites or personal portfolios. Other templates are more creative and colorful, suitable for building websites for events, art projects, or personal blogs. Additionally, some templates are tailored to specific types of websites, such as a blog or a restaurant website. For example, the announcement template is perfect for creating a simple blog, while the menu template is designed for restaurants and cafes to showcase their menu items in an organized manner. Choosing the right template is important as it can set the tone for your website and make it easier to create a visually appealing and functional website.
Okay, that's great. So my next question is, can users customize these templates to fit their needs?
Absolutely. Google Sites provides users with the option to customize templates according to their specific needs. Once a user selects a template, they can modify it to fit their website's unique requirements. This allows users to create a more personalized website that stands out and aligns with their brand or personal style. To customize a template, users can change the color scheme, add images and videos, modify the layout, and alter the design elements of the site. For instance, users can change the font type, size, and color, add or remove sections, and adjust the alignment of different elements. Additionally, Google Sites also allows users to embed external content into their websites, such as Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides. This feature enables users to share documents and data with their audience directly from their website, making it more convenient for visitors to access and interact with their content. Overall, the ability to customize templates on Google Sites gives users the flexibility to create a website that truly represents their brand personality or organization.
That's great to hear. Are there any other features of Google Sites that users should be aware of?
Certainly. In addition to the basic features of creating and customizing a website, Google Sites also offers a range of collaboration tools. Users can invite others to edit or view the site, and multiple users can work on the same site simultaneously. This makes it an ideal platform for team projects, group presentations, or class assignments. Another useful feature of Google Sites is its integration with other Google services. For example, users can easily add files and documents from Google Drive, such as images, videos, and PDFs, to their website. They can also embed Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides, allowing visitors to view and edit these documents directly on the site. Google Sites also offers a variety of tools for tracking and analyzing site traffic. Users can view site statistics, such as page views and unique visitors, and track where visitors are coming from. This data can be useful for understanding audience demographics and behavior, and can help users make informed decisions about site content and design. Overall, Google Sites offers a user-friendly and versatile platform for creating and sharing websites. Its collaboration tools and integration with other Google services make it a powerful tool for teamwork and productivity.
Those are some great features. Is there anything else that our listeners should know about Google Sites?
One thing to keep in mind is that Google Sites is designed for simple websites. If you need a more complex or feature-rich website, you may want to consider using a different website builder or hiring a professional web development company like K-Creation.
That's a good point. Emma, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your knowledge of Google Sites with us.
Thank you for having me, Jack. It was a pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you found this podcast helpful. Until next time, take care.